B'tachin for Life, Shir 514, Wednesday, Parshas Vayeshev. We are discussing various psukim to help us feel different levels of emunah and b'tachin. And there is a pasuk that we say in Kriyat Shema Shalamita, a short pasuk that Yaakov Avinu said in his Birchas Yaakov, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem. Ribbono shel Olam, I hope for your Yeshua. And this is a very short pasuk, so it's very easy to remember. And the concept that this pasuk reminds us of is that we are hoping for the Ribbono shel Olam's Yeshua. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own method of bringing Yeshuas. And even if nobody else can think of a Yeshua, and even if I cannot think of a Yeshua, and even if I cannot understand the reason that the Ribbono shel Olam would do a Yeshua because I don't deserve it, still, Lishuascha kivisi Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, I am hoping for your Yeshua. Hashem is the midas hachesed that the Ribbono shel Olam operates with above din, above any averis, above nature, above any jurisdiction, above any boundary that exists in this world. That is the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. It demonstrates HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga above the world. The name Elohim demonstrates Teva, like the Sfarim say, Elohim is Gematria HaTeva, Elohim is Midas HaDin. The name Elohim is used when the Ribbono shel Olam is operating within the boundaries of this world. But then comes the name Hashem, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that is when the Ribbono shel Olam operates above the nature of this world, above the boundaries of this world. And it's dependent on us. If we focus on the boundaries of this world, if we get sucked in to the mirage of Teva, to the mirage of Averis, then Rachmana Litzlan, the Ribbono shel Olam operates with the Midah of Elohim, with the Midah of Din, with the Midah of Teva. But when we can understand that the Ribbono shel Olam operates above Teva, the Midah of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the real name of the Ribbono shel Olam, which we're not even allowed to say out, because since we don't see that Hanhaga clearly, so we don't pronounce the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Rather, we pronounce it like the name Aleph Dalid. But still, then Hanhaga exists. It doesn't exist in the open. You have to look for it, but it's there. And therefore, when you say Lishuascha Ki Visi Hashem, when a person is struggling with something, a person needs a job, a person needs a shidduch, a person needs a refuah, a person needs children, a person needs anything. Repeat to yourself again and again, Lishuascha Ki Visi Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, I am waiting for your Yeshua, but with the Hanhaga of Hashem, the real Hanhaga, the Hanhaga of Nisim, the Hanhaga of above Teva. And when we repeat this pasuk to ourselves again and again, we will begin to feel it. The Ribbono shel Olam's Yeshua will come, l'malam min ha-teva.